The conference brings together mayors of medium to large cities to address various issues affecting municipalities, like jobs in the economy, climate change, reducing gun violence, and immigration. The recent rise in hate crimes and extremism, however, has also become a vexing problem for cities. It's a big enough problem that it prompted a panel discussion at the conference. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria says that crime statistics have actually been trending down in his city, with one exception.
Last year, our overall crime rate fell 7.5%. Our violent crime rate went down 13%. And yet our hate crimes went up 65%.
Baton Rouge Mayor Sharon Broom said the recent spike in extremism and hate crimes are an indication that old attitudes never entirely disappeared, just receded somewhat into the background.
On the day of celebration of Dr. King's holiday, there are two states in the South where I live. Fortunately, Louisiana is not one of them, that celebrates Dr. King's birthday and Robert E. Lee on the same day.
Experts say disinformation, particularly online, has been the primary driver of a lot of extremism. They said disinformation and conspiracy theories around the COVID vaccine, election results, and school curricula have had a big negative influence. Among the invited experts was Mary McCord. She's a professor of law at Georgetown and director of the university's Institute for Constitutional Advocacy and Protection. She said online hate speech has been a driver for much of the recent spike in hate, but she added that all too often, elected officials can stoke extremism as well.
We've continued to see extremists basically use disinformation, some generated by them, some generated by influencers, social media influencers, cable news influencers, and even, sadly, elected members of Congress and high-level elected officials.
Associate Attorney General Vinita Gupta told the gathered mayors and local officials that improved reporting on local hate crimes would be a big help to law enforcement. She said the best way is for localities to use the new National Incident-Based Reporting System, or NIBRS, when reporting crime data.
Better data, of course, means a better understanding of crime and how to prevent it and how to fight it. But as of today, only 67% of the over 18,600 state and local agencies are submitting NIBRS data.
The panel invited some international guests to bring their experiences and perspectives and solutions to the table. Juhana Vartiainen is mayor of Helsinki, Finland. He said his city has been focusing on preventing extremism from taking root by focusing on impressionable, alienated, and disaffected youth who are the main target of extremists.
They tick many boxes. They tick boxes of mental problems, loneliness, not being engaged, not having many friends, not being engaged in cultural or sports activities. All these things are something that we at schools can at least have an influence on to some extent.
FBI statistics show religious and ethnic minorities, immigrants, and the LGBTQ community have all experienced a rise in hate incidents targeting them. Nearly 150 mayors around the country last September signed an updated compact between the Anti-Defamation League and the Conference of Mayors aimed at combating hate, extremism, and bigotry in their cities. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.